Brother Phineas Cobia, an elder from the Parkdale congregation in Edmonton, will present the next talk of this symposium, How Our Brothers Are Showing Courage in Europe.
When Jehovah God and Jesus Christ observe us today, they see exactly what each, every one of us is going through. But they also prepare us for what we might go through in the future. Speaking to the Christians' congregation in Seminai, Jesus said this in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. If you notice verse 9, Jesus says he knows exactly what they are going through. But he says this in verse 10. Do not be afraid of the things you are about to suffer. Look, the devil keeps on throwing some of you into prison so that you may be fully put to the test, and you'll have tribulation for 10 days. Jesus prepared this congregation for more tests, imprisonment, and more tribulation. We too can expect that our faith will be tested. For some, this test comes by means of imprisonment. But Jesus said, do not be afraid. Those ones help us to be courageous. In some parts of Europe, our brothers face rising nationalism which tests their neutrality. Some have been imprisoned because of their neutral stand. But think this way, if you were to be imprisoned because of your determination to obey God, what could you do to strengthen your courage? Watch the following video and notice what strengthened our brother in Ukraine.
I was born in the city of Gorlovka in the east of Ukraine. Thinking about the day I was arrested, I did not think anything like that could happen to me. I was going to a field service meeting, but as I was passing the train station, I was asked by a military officer to show my documents. I showed my passport, then suddenly he said, open your bag. In the bag I had my Bible and the Watchtower magazines. They arrested me not because my documents were missing. They simply said, believer, you are our prisoner. Go to the basement. When I got there, the first thing I did was silently pray to Jehovah. This strengthened me a lot. The smell was terrible, dirty, smoky. It stunk. There was no space. Not even if everybody lay on his side. Each day we were only given a few pieces of bread and water. One of the detainees started to incite everyone to escape. They took him out. And from behind the door we could only hear the sound of the beating and his cries of pain. When he was led back, he was severely beaten. Of course, all became silent and nobody complained anymore. You could say that they kept us in a state of fear. One detainee said, I would like to address God, but I don't know how to pray. I volunteered and said, I can pray. Then I sang Psalm 134. I preached a little to the detainees and to the guards. 10 days passed and then I was released. They gave me my bag and said, you're free now. When they were releasing me, one guard asked me to give him a magazine. I felt joy that even the situation I found myself in served for spreading the good news.
Did you notice what helped our brother Nicolae to act courageously? Two things. Prayers and, you guess it right, singing kingdom songs. This calmed his heart and lifted his spirit, and he is able to act courageously by giving even a fine witness to the inmate and the guard. And we saw the result when he was being released. So what's the lesson for us? As persecution intensifies, so should our prayers. But ask yourself this question. How many kingdom songs can I sing without a songbook? Now is the time to memorize them. Because prayers and singing kingdom songs, they will calm our hearts, lift our spirits when we are facing persecution. And like Nicolae, we will act courageously. While nationalism is on the rise in parts of Europe, religious belief is in decline. Most people are not at all inclined to look to God for a solution to mankind's problems. Many are apathetic towards religions, and others even express hostility toward religion. In this environment, it can be a challenge to proclaim God's kingdom. But how do our brothers there in Europe proclaim God's kingdom with courage despite such an environment? In the following video, notice how our young sister in the Netherlands gave a fine and bold witness.
A while ago, we were discussing politics in social science class. The teacher asked the class who we would vote for. I could see what was coming, so I offered a prayer to Jehovah, and then she also stopped at my desk. I simply answered that I don't vote. The teacher looked at me all surprised, but didn't really know what to say, so she just carried on. So I felt very relieved and happy because I had said what I needed to say. But instead of leaving it at that, she came back and asked me why I don't vote. So I started to explain that governments will never bring lasting peace, no matter how sincerely they try, and that's when I told them about God's kingdom. Instead of being quiet, my classmates started asking question after question, like, so when will God's kingdom come then, and what is the kingdom? I'd never expected they would ask so many questions and be so interested, so that was a really nice surprise for me as well. And I was slightly starting to panic, for I wasn't sure what to say and how to explain it all properly. And all of a sudden the idea came to me to show the video. So, feeling a bit more confident, I told the class that I had a video that would exactly explain what God's kingdom is. All the students seemed enthusiastic and wanted to see it. So I got up and walked to the computer, but it wasn't working. I was so disappointed, for I really had the feeling, apparently I didn't know how, I found it hard to explain, but the video could, and now there was no way to show them. But some of my classmates didn't give up so easily. They asked me, isn't there another way we can still watch the video? For they had really become interested. So then I came up with the idea to add it to our school's group app for the class, and they liked it. So I did that. Almost at once, I received a reply from a student, who wasn't in my social science class, asking, so when will God's kingdom come then? So here I am thinking, how should I respond? When, before I could even reply, another girl, also not in my social science class, answers, well, you should have watched the whole video, for then you would have seen that you need to read the good news brochure. So in the end, I didn't have to say or do anything. People were responding for me. And later on, I also heard two girls talking about God's kingdom. Even though I'd never spoken to them about it, nor sent them anything, That was pretty special too. I wouldn't call myself a talkative person. When in a crowd, I prefer to stay in the background and not say too much. That is why I truly believe that Jehovah gives us courage. Because normally, I probably would never have stood up, but with Jehovah's help, I did.
Did you see what our sister did when the teacher started asking them whom they would vote? She immediately prayed to Jehovah for courage. And when she was asked, she boldly said she does not vote. And that, of course, opened an opportunity for her to proclaim God's kingdom. So the lesson for us. Do we proclaim God's kingdom when an opportunity arises, whether at workplace, school, or at any other places? Pray for the courage. And remember this, brothers, that preaching helps us to be spiritually strong and separate from this world. Jesus concludes this in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. He concludes this. Prove yourself faithful, even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. For the anointed Christians who prove faithful, even to death, their crown of life is for them to receive their heavenly reward. And for the other sheep who prove faithful, even death to death, their crown of life is for them to enjoy everlasting life on earth. Therefore, brothers, let all learn from the good examples of our brothers in Europe. Do not be afraid. Do not fear persecution or imprisonment. Keep preaching despite the apathy you encounter. Be courageous. And prove yourself faithful, confident that Jehovah God, our Father, will reward your courage.